MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 10, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. No extra tax refund from the state this year. Action plan for traffic safety in Salem underway. A new top cop in Newburyport. Sunny today. Temperatures in the mid-70s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 4:50 p.m. Back in 60 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that Massachusetts taxpayers likely won't be getting extra tax refunds this year, with state revenue officials certifying that the haul for the previous fiscal year was below the allowable amount to trigger the state's 62F tax cap law. In a report to legislative leaders, the State Department of Revenue said the net state tax revenues of more than $39.4 billion in fiscal 2024 were below the allowable amount of $41.6 billion, leaving no excess revenues that would be subject to the rebate law. Salem News reporter Michael McHugh is writing that in an effort to address traffic safety issues in Salem, which have resulted in 9 deaths and 30 serious injuries between 2019 and 2023 alone, the city has begun the development of a safety action plan to guide future safety investments. The creation of the plan is funded through the Safe Streets and Roads for All planning grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation, a discretionary program that appropriates funds and awards grants for initiatives seeking to prevent roadway deaths and serious injuries. There are more MBTA zoning discussions coming up in Gloucester. Mayor Greg Verga explains.
Right. So just a quick refresher on 3A, multifamily zoning, MBTA zoning, whatever the word of the day is. But 3A is the law for Mass General Law, which it basically compels all the MBTA communities to come within compliance of the multifamily zoning. There are 177 communities, whether you have train service, bus service, subway service, or if you're an adjacent community. We are an MBTA community because we have two train stations. So we are required by state law to be in compliance by December 31st of this year. There's some people who still continue to say that that this is an option. The Attorney General, the Lieutenant Governor, and the Governor made it quite clear in the legislature that it is not an option, that 177 communities must be compliant by the end of this year, or they will face severe consequences. The town of Milton being the poster child, where they voted at town meeting to not comply. And I think they had in hand something like $145,000 grant, which was quickly pulled back by the Governor because of their noncompliance. We are on track. We're in interim compliance because we had our interim compliance plan submitted last December 31st. Right now we're looking at, my cheat sheet over here is September 11th, which is 2 days away. There's going to be a city council public hearing on the plan that's been submitted to the city council from the planning board. September 26th is a follow-up, if needed, a continuation of that public hearing. But so basically, if I could find the details, it would put around our two transit stations. This is what's proposed. Obviously, changes can be made at the city council level, or it can be voted down. I hope that it's not, because it'll be very ugly for us. The West Gloucester station and the downtown station an area around the Maplewood Ave area, which would encompass some of the Gloucester Housing Authority properties. So if down the road they wanted to go, I believe they're all just single story, if they wanted to go up a story or expand, as well as Schoolhouse Road, the Hallium's already up there. There's some other open space up at the Gloucester Crossing area. So those would all be available for multifamily zoning.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Ferga. Matt Petrie writes in today's Newburyport Daily News, after over two decades serving the Newburyport Police Department, Lieutenant Matt Simons will be taking the reins as its new leader after being named City Marshal on Monday. Mayor Sean Reardon, who made the announcement, said Simons would start following confirmation by the City Council. The mayor is quoted as saying, "We had excellent candidates for the position of City Marshal, and Lieutenant Simons rose to the top ranks thanks to his experience, credentials, and vision for the department. I look forward to seeing what he can accomplish as our next City Marshal." A first reading of Reardon's appointment by the council was expected Monday, and he could be confirmed as early as its September 30 meeting. And Emily Rosenberg is reporting in the Daily Item, the city of Lynn has received a $9.6 million federal grant to improve dangerous roadways and intersections. The award is a chunk of the $25 million distributed to the MBTA and municipalities across the Commonwealth through the U.S. Department of Transportation's Safe Streets and Roads for All program. The city was one of only 354 communities throughout the country to share in more than $1 billion in grants announced through the program last week. The funding will be used to make safety improvements along 17 miles of the city's high injury network, which is characterized by high speeds, frequent crashes, poor nighttime visibility, outdated signal infrastructure, and few safe pedestrian crossings, according to the mayor's office. Red Sox 12, Orioles 3 last night. Two teams play again at Fenway. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.